And you have something about another meaning in Alam Aql. Think about tree. Tree as it is, if you do not attribute to that meaning of tree any specific type of tree, tree itself has an existence in Alam Aql, in universe of intellect. Doesn't it? Tree, you know what it is. Something with the leaves most of the times, and it can give flowers, and it has got growth, it comes out of the, it grows from the earth. All of those things that you know about a tree, a plant. Right? That plant, in Alam Aql, there is a oneness for plant. But when it comes down, you can imagine how it can become mutakassir. And all those objects, plants, animals, human being, pen, you can imagine, we cannot even count how many of these one meanings in the universe of Aql. It all go one universe higher than that. If you go, it goes to a universe of Allah. There is no takassur there. It's only about Allah. Right? So, it's like a pyramid. Imagine a pyramid. I've shown you in some of these slides. It's like a pyramid. It goes, the more it goes higher, the higher it goes, the closer to Allah it becomes, the more unified it becomes. So, there is a close correlation between our perceptions and idrakat with the issue of universes. Please keep your questions.
This question is about this pyramid.
Yeah.
How it goes when it goes to Allah of Allah.
Yes.
They all become as a creature, or do you mean that they only arise?
No, all. See everything. Quickly tell, because I don't want to diverse out of what I was speaking. Everything versus Allah is called possible being. Allah is wajibul wujud and mumkinul wujud. These are whatever we discuss is mumkinul wujud or possible being. But when they go up, gradually when you reach to Allah as wajibul wujud, or well, I have forgotten the word for English.
Must
be existence, whatever in those lines. So Allah is in the level of wajibul wujud, and from Allah downward, the possible beings or the mumkinul wujud, they are all, we have discussed about it in the topic of where do we come from. They're all tajalli, they're all manifestation of Allah in different ways. So when you get rid of all manifestation, what remains? It remains only Allah. And then there is the issue of Zat of Allah, and then Sifat and Asma, which we have discussed briefly about it. So now I want to go back to the issue of Taharat. I had to explain this, but if you want to understand more, please go and listen to those audio files of Awalim and universes that I have talked before. We were talking about cleansing of khiyal. The issue of cleansing of khiyal is one of the most important issues for elevation of soul and nafs. To go up, we need to cleanse our khiyal. And you will be surprised to know how important it is, and you will be surprised to know how lengthy it is. This takes time. The likes of if I remember right, Marhum Shah Abadi, who was the teacher Ustad of Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh, he said it took him 24 years to cleanse his khiyal. And who was that? He said he has taken him 30 years and then to cleanse his khiyal. But remember, though it looks long, but it is not that you for 20 years, 30 years, or 40 years, or 10 years without achieving anything. And you have to only work 20 years, then you will see the result. It's not like that. It is all of this In Arabic, they are referred to, these are all tashkiki. Tashkiki means they have different levels. So, if you start cleansing of khiyal today, in a matter of 2 months, 3 months, we start to see some of, there are some of people here in this class that they have told me before that about the things that has happened for them, which is a sign of their khiyal has become more purified and more cleansed. So it starts almost quite immediately after we start to do to purify our khiyal, but gradually to become, to make it so clean and so pollutionless, it's a matter of time. Remember, khiyal is one of the most important potencies. Khiyal is what makes all your day, our daily motions and movements and actions comes from khiyal. Because between alam aql, between level of intellect and level of matter, there is not direct link. Universe of aql cannot directly affect the universe of matter. So the moment, it is very important to understand this. They call it in Arabic again. I refer to them in Arabic because these words are originally are Arabic, which we have taken them. In Farsi we have the same words. They say tajafi, at tajafi ul mahal. Mahal means impossible. Tajafi means what? Tajafi comes from the word jawf. Jawf means in a space of emptiness. Jawf of something means inside something. So this is the universe of aql, this is the universe of khiyal, and this is the universe of matter. From universe of aql, nothing can come directly to universe of matter. It must pass through universe of khiyal. This is tajafi is impossible, means emptiness is impossible, or missing a universe is not possible. It's not possible for any object to come through from universe of aql directly to universe of matter unless it passes through the universe of khiyal. And remember, we have discussed this, but because I see new faces, I have to sometimes touch this issue, that everything that you see in the universe of matter, it is originated from the universe of aql. It is not possible in the universe of matter you find something which it does not have an existence in the universe of khiyal and does not have an existence in the universe of aql. It is not necessary for creatures of universe of aql to come to universe of matter. It is not necessary. There are creatures that only exist in universe of aql. Like what, Fatima? Angels. Angels are creatures of universe of aql. They don't come to universe of matter unless Allah, what is referred to in the word in Quran called, give tamassul to them. Means make an image for them. Otherwise they don't have image themselves. Angels by themselves, or Malaikatullah by themselves, they are the creatures of universe of aql and intellect. They, whatever you hear in Quran about how they look, they have got so many wings and this and that, they are only put into words for us so that we understand. So universe of khiyal is the most important universe in our existence that we have. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received. Can I get some of this water? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received Quran not in word. Received Quran in intellectual meaning. This is, I just want to tell you that there is a big debate on this issue. Scholars have debated this a lot, and especially very lately, one of Iranian scholars called Dr. Sorush, if you have heard his name, he lives in England, I think. Yeah, he raised this issue again, and it got a lot of responses from Maraji of Qom, that how Quran is revealed, and the issue of Wahy is very important. But the only thing I want to touch here is not the issue of this class, is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam receives, because angels, Archangel Jibril is an intellectual being, right? I know the notion we have, which we have to get rid of. That's one of those parts of taharat of khiyal. Taharat of khiyal from corrupt beliefs, wrong beliefs. When I say corrupt beliefs, I have just translated directly from the text to English. But it's wrong beliefs. The belief that we have about God and revelation and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is there is a God sitting somewhere out there in the skies, and there is a bird-like angel who flies like this, goes to Allah, and Allah gives the Quran like this, a book of Quran, the way we see, he put in his two, what they call, beaks, and he flies down, comes to the Prophet. Now this is what I used to think this way. That then he brings with his those wings, flies to the Prophet, and in the Ghar of Hira, cave of Hira, and gives it to the Prophet. And Prophet starts, okay, the only thing is, it might be in a way that is unseen. Nobody is seeing that pages that he is reading through. It's not like that. Angel is an intellectual being, angels, and angel Jibril is the highest intellectual being in form of in angels, among angels, for ilm. He brings ilm and gives that ilm, that notion of ilm, in the form of intellectual form. Remember surat, surat not face. Surat means form. Whenever I use the word surat, do not immediately go to the face. Surat meaning of surat in the context I talk about is form. So all the Quran first is in suratul aqli when it was given to the Prophet. Suratul aqli means intellectual form. Then it is the potency of khiyal of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who converts those meanings, those intellectual meanings, into lafz, into word. Because word, making meaning into word, is the work of khiyal. It is khiyal who does that. Our potency of khiyal. Remember, I give you an example. You can do it yourself, even now while I'm talking, or when at your private times. You have some idea in mind, right? An engineer comes with an idea in mind that he wants to make something that can. There are so many things. I cannot really invent something new in my mind. Someone wants to take pictures, take images. Imagine that camera did not exist. So this is an idea in a form of, it's an intellectual form in his mind. Gradually, when he wants to develop his or talk about it, he has to bring it down. First into image, then it's camera, he has to visualize what he wants to make. Then when it comes to the universe of matter, barzakh, then to come down, to bring it further down to universe of matter, he has to go and get the material to put together and make a camera. When it's an idea, let's say you have an idea about revelation itself. It is in your mind, you think about it. But when you want to talk about it to somebody, you have to use your potency of khiyal. You have to bring those notions in your up there in from the pure abstraction. You have to bring it down and put it into form of words so that you can deliver it to another person, to a group of people. So it is khiyal who converts meaning into word. And it was the qubbah, the potency of khiyal of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who converted all these meanings of Quran into words that we see. And okay, you can imagine what a khiyal it takes to become masoom, because it must be only a masoom who does not convert those meanings into wrong things. Because even we can experience, sometimes we have some ideas in mind and some meanings in mind, but when it comes to converting them into words, we make mistakes. We do not put it in the best way. But Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was masoom, his khiyal was masoom too. Masoom means flawless, most knowledgeable, right? These are all together. His masumiyat enabled him to put those meanings that he received from Jibreel into these words of Quran. So قبه خیال, potency of خیال is the most important potency of human being. And of course, animals also have خیال as well. But plants doesn't have. But animals do have خیال. Animals have up to the وهم. But they do not have عقل. It seems I have, it has, I've taken about 15 minutes so far, so I gradually stop this talk and leave it for next week. I didn't get a chance to go through the practices of it and what the things, what are the things that we can do to cleanse our khiyal. But only one thing I emphasize, if khiyal is not cleansed, if the khiyal is not cleansed, we are not able to attain, to achieve higher levels of wujud. And because sense alone is at the service of another being. Sense alone, eye itself is not doing anything. Eye is seeing for nafs, but through khiyal. Khiyal is using the eye. So it is our qubbah khiyal who is all the time like a camera. Every second is relaying series of images from surrounding and sending to nafs, and it gets stored in the nafs, and even dream are made of all of this relaying of the images that are made. But remember, images is not only about image in this ways. It's even I better call it surat. Surat means form, visible form, hearable form, touchable form. These are all different forms that are relayed by khiyal from outside to inside. Par Muhammad wa al Muhammad salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.